Hundreds of students, the youngest of which just became eligible this week, were vaccinated Friday at the Spokane Public Schools Pfizer Immunization Clinic. Ty Smith, a 12-year-old who visited the vaccine clinic at North Central High School with his mom, said he didn't like the jab, but said it's worth being able to go to the pool this summer or be in class with his friends.
Yeah. Were you pretty happy to get vaccinated?
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Because I want everything to open up again. Plus, you get a candy afterwards, so.
You get a candy. What kind of candy?
Suckle.
A sucker.
So it kind of makes up for the fact that they just put the needle in your arm.
Ty's mom, Ann Smith, said she has a flexible job, but having her two children home from school was hard. She said she also feels better about their safety and the safety of other community members her children come into contact with.
We just know this is the first step to normalcy, to get everything opened. And, you know, we were just so thrilled to have this opportunity that the school district partnered with Chaz. It's phenomenal. Super easy.
The Smiths were one of the families that filtered through the clinic Friday, which was one of the community's first vaccine clinics open to children as young as 12 since the age group was authorized Wednesday. Rebecca Dowdy, the director of health services for Spokane Public Schools, says she wasn't at all surprised by the rush of students and parents making appointments to get vaccinated.
I think parents are really excited. I know when my kids got vaccinated, it really was a relief to me, just because they're out in the high school, right? They're at college, and I want them to have that protection, and I'm sure that parents, other parents are feeling the same way.
Dowdy said the clinic is open to all eligible Spokane Public School students, children from other schools, and even other counties. Parents, if they aren't vaccinated, are welcome as well.
We want to be able to come back to school in the fall and have our kids have as normal of an experience as possible. And as the person who's in charge of contact tracing for the school district, I know that the only way that we're going to be able to make that happen is to have as many people vaccinated as possible.
Vaccine appointments are available at Lewis and Clark High Schools on Monday and Tuesday, and Ferris, Rogers, and Shadle Park High Schools over the next 2 weeks. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.